Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Tara Berry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And we are here live on the NADA show floor in Las Vegas. And I am so happy to have one of my favorite industry leaders here with us today, here with Derek White, the founder of Dealer Connect and Cora. And oh my goodness, you have so many cool things going on, Derek. Thanks for being with us today.
So happy to be here. Such an awesome event.
And I heard you guys had an incredible event last night. Tell me a little bit about what you were hearing from the industry.
What we're hearing is just everything's AI, all things AI, whether it's conversational AI, agentic AI, search engine optimization, generative engine optimization. It's everything is rooted in AI right now, all the conversations. So it's the new frontier. And, you know, we've got a lot of work to do.
We sure do. And we appreciate what you are doing with Cora. I'm going to ask you to tell our viewers and listeners and the industry a little more about exactly what that is. But we're pleased as Cox Automotive to be part of it. And
yes,
one of the big challenges with AI, of course, is how do we do it the right way
as yes.
an industry, the right way for consumers, the right way for dealers and manufacturers and our businesses. So tell us more about Cora and the role that you're going to play as this unfolds.
Absolutely. So Cora is basically kind of a guardrail system. We establish guidelines, ethics, and AI, responsible AI. So it's an acronym for the Council of Responsible AI. And we have great founding members, including Cox Automotive, which we're happy to have. And what we're doing is we're trying to establish a member body that will be able to put together webinars, best practices, et cetera, to be able to take to our dealer body, to our dealer clients, and provide them guidance in AI, best practices, white papers. We have adjunct professors from Stanford, MIT involved. We're having our first summit in San Francisco in May, which I hope you guys would be there for that. And it's really just a matter of, it's not a governing type of thing. We're not getting into the regulatory part of it, but really establishing guidelines for ethical use of AI and helping dealers avoid the pitfalls that come with the use of AI if used improperly.
Yeah, accountability is a not a missing piece, but it's going to be a big piece
yeah.
of the future
yeah.
to make sure that dealers find the efficiencies and the effectiveness that they can get out of AI, but without falling into some of the pitfalls or holes out there. So from the accountability perspective, what advice are you giving to dealers today for best practices?
I think really just the unified data process to avoid PII issues. I think a unified kind of a core underlying process for the use of AI within the dealership. All the employees need to understand you can't use your personal chat GPT to write emails or to work on spreadsheets that have PII complications or you know, or you could get in trouble for that. So I think really kind of a unified underlying core system and processes that the dealership is going to implement.
It's of course, and we think a big part of that also is finding the right partners, of course,
because 100%.
Data governance, data cleanliness, real-time yep. data that gives dealers the ability to activate on that in a
yep.
way that makes more relevant conversations, more yep. relevant connections, more efficient cost-wise and time-wise
yep.
for their staff and for their customers is going to be such a big piece of this. But of course, AI is the hot topic. Every booth, every company has
Everywhere.
Some kind of product that they're talking about.
Yep.
So what should dealers be looking for as they're walking on the NADA show floor this week?
Well, I think you need to look at SEO. Is traditional SEO as we know it is going to become obsolete. I think you're going to have to be into the generative engine optimization, which is GEO instead of SEO. I think that's important to look for companies that can provide that, and there's a balance there. Conversational commerce, conversational AI is really important. And, you know, fraud and identity theft, you know, shadow AI, you have to watch, you find companies or technologies that can help you avoid shadow AI. You know, somebody using AI to commit fraud, posing as one of your customers or posing as a customer to, you know, commit fraud in the dealership. That's really, so any of those types of solutions, I think, with AI, before you start building it and getting it really embedded into your dealership, you have to have that foundational kind of ethical fraud prevention strategy in place. And that's the first building block, is really establish, like you were talking about, cleansing of data, making sure that you're avoiding some of those PII pitfalls. I think that's where it starts. And then from there, you can start implementing simple tools, you know, like ChatGPT or Manus, to help you write emails, to help you create content, enhance vehicle listings, et cetera.
We actually have a conversation here in just a few minutes with Equifax, and they're doing a lot in that space. But I think back to the partner conversation, it's one thing to have the tools. It's one thing to have the rules and the framework and the accountability. But there's also a cultural aspect of fraud prevention, as well as AI adoption and kind of change management to move into the future. So dealers that you see that are on kind of the cutting edge or leading the way, the right way in this space, what are they doing differently and how did they get started?
I think what they're doing differently is they are, again, establishing that unified core process at the dealership and making sure that people are trained properly on the use of AI within the dealership. And I think that's the most important thing. I think that accountability within the dealership with your staff is important. AI is like the old West with a six gun, man. You it can go off at any time and you got to be careful. You don't want to shoot anybody, right? So I think that's the most important thing. And I think also dealerships, I think if they continue, let's look at the internet 30 years ago, right? The internet was a lot easier to adopt. It's like, website, right? No one had a website. No one knew what a website was then, but it was very easy to make that transition. AI is a lot different. There's a lot more curves and avenues that you can go down if you choose the wrong avenue. So I think it's important just to really establish good training, ethics at the dealership, responsible AI usage.
Well, it touches everything. It's going to touch every person, every process, every tool within the organization. And, you know, we also believe AI is a buzzword today, but 2 or 3 years from now, AI is, it's just everything. And so it's really how you are integrated and how you are connecting all of those dots. But we do believe that the dealers who jump on first and really start to take the lead are going to be the big winners.
Absolutely.
So as we start to wrap up this incredible conversation, what's your biggest piece of advice to dealers for 2026?
I think my biggest piece of advice or takeaway for 2026 is, you know, really get involved on the having AI help you with inventory and your CRM, your CDP, customer data, protect that customer data. Use AI to help protect your dealership from fraud and shadow AI. I think that's very important. I mean, I know that there's a lot of generalities we're talking about right now because AI is so new, and we'll have this conversation next year and we'll have a whole nother, you know, basket of things that we're going to talk about that are important touch points. But I think what's the most important takeaway for dealers, I think that they just have to be able to ease into it. And companies like Cox Automotive, what you're doing is incredible on all, you know, facets, through all facets of the business and all the touch points that you're enjoying in the dealerships. I think it's very important to have that knowledge and be able to use some of the Cox products for that.
Well, we're proud to be leading in this space, and we're proud that the industry is really starting to understand how big AI is.
Yep.
We've been using artificial intelligence in so many different foundational pieces of our tools and our processes and our operations for a decade plus.
Yeah.
In the way a lot of our capabilities and even our marketplace offerings, the Manheim, damage detection, how all of those things work. And we've made mistakes. We've learned a lot of things. And part of adopting AI is not being afraid. So you just move. You've got to move, and you've got to move fast. You've got to learn as you go and recognize that, you know, the number one piece of advice from my perspective to dealers when it comes to AI is it is only as good as the underlying data. All it's 100%. Doing is taking the data that's there and modeling it and making assumptions off of it. And so, you know, we see a lot of bright and shiny distractions in the marketplace and the industry right now for dealers. And so appreciate what you are doing to really educate the industry on how important it is to be partnered with the right people, with the right controls, to make sure that it's managed the right way to get the right outcome.
Yeah. And another thing also, Jade, is the LLMs, the large language models right now, are enabling dealers to really handle an entire conversation from start to finish, set appointments, etc., with the little chat box a year ago, whatever, and some of the initial AI products, they weren't able to have that whole entire customer journey covered. And I think that's important too. And that's another takeaway from this conference is I think using those LLMs to help you have that systematic approach to customers and inventory management, et cetera, I think is incredible.
Well, great advice. And come see us on the NADA show floor in the Cox Automotive Village, because AI is connected across every one of our tools, from our VIN solution to CRM to our Viato inventory management, our auto trainer marketplaces to dealer.com, websites and advertising. It is all connected and it is all there. And Derek, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jane.
Great show.
My pleasure.
And thank you to all of you for watching or listening to this episode of For the Road Toward. Whether you are watching on Apple or Spotify or on our Auto Trader B2B homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And as always, right here from the floor in Las Vegas, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.